A lot of holiday craft ideas for you to do with your children. It is practical. They are learning opportunities in many ways. And it's time to have fun. Wait for it. A lot of practical ideas coming up. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to talk about things to do with our kids today for Christmas. Things to do this month. And I thought, in particular, it was a good idea because we are all cooped up. Well, not all of us, but many of us are staying at home. Many of us have children at home and not at school. And so we are looking at this point for more things to do with the children. And what does this have to do with overcoming learning problems? Well, I'm not sure that this directly addresses learning problems, but I will say that we ought to have a good and balanced life. And if we are focused on that always, it's a little bit dreary. And Lord help me, fun was not necessarily a concept with which I was reared. But I think it's probably a good plan for a good and balanced and abundant life. So I am reminded of the verse, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge." So if the very earth system itself can show handiwork of God, then there's no reason why we can't be doing handiwork. And it will be a learning experience. And certainly we're told not to exasperate our children. And we will think of Dorcas. You know the story of Dorcas who made clothing and was raised from the dead in Acts. So that's a great model for... We're going to dive into a bunch of things that we can do with our children in December. So how about greeting cards? Greeting cards. Wonderful thing to do. It uses all kinds of linguistic skills and will knit relationships together, and I'm going to suggest that it could certainly be an art project. And we need to do all kinds of things and not just the one repetitive thing that our child doesn't do well. So lots of ways to make greeting cards. Of course you can paint. Of course you can. So the Montessori way is to get the insets and trace the inside of the inset. So you make geometrical figures and then you either color them, or if the child is too young to actually get the coloring right, is to just draw parallel lines across it while the form is still there. So imagine you have an inset of a triangle. So you can trace the triangle and the child will get it right. And then if you flip the triangle over, for instance, then you'll have a Star of David. And you can draw parallel lines across it while the form is there, and therefore it will be perfect. There won't be out of bounds lines like there would be if a child who was maybe three was trying to color the Star of David. Now, older children will know, because they're used to using crayons and they know something about coloring, that you could draw a Star of David with Crayolas, and then you could color it gently and the waxiness of the Crayola would keep you in bounds. But anyway, one possible way, do you remember spatter paints? This was popular in early childhood and so forth, art classes in the 60s. So you take a screen and put your... Actually, we usually did it in boxes. So for instance, if you had a leaf, for instance, or you might choose something that was more December, but anyway, a shape, put a piece of paper, then the shape, then the screen, usually at the height of an inch or two, and then use a paint and a toothbrush or something so that the paint spattered in dots but left the image of whatever it was, a leaf in this case. And of course you can do that in one or two or three colors and have beautiful artwork. And there's many other things. Oh, block prints. So carve a picture in a block or a potato, and then you can do block prints. And then you've made a number of cards, and you can send those out right to your friends and relatives. So we have gift cards coming in. You can make all kinds of decorations, and one way to make decorations is from the gift cards. I still have some decorations that my mother made with my daughter. My mother had saved some foil Christmas cards, and there were pictures of ornaments in square. So there's an ornament surrounded by a square, and so my daughter, who at that time was quite young, cut those out, those squares out, and then my mother helped her pin them on little Christmas tree hooks, and so she could have her own tree, even though she was a preschooler. There would be nothing that would break, and I still have those decorations. And you can, of course, if you don't do Christmas trees, you could, lots of other ways, crochet. I have a crochet ornament that was made as a fundraiser by an older lady in the church, and it was the day we were raising funds. She came through with these ornaments and demanding money from everybody, so many dollars for this ornament. And I still keep it for a memory of that time and those people. So it's just a little flower kind of thing with maybe some beads. And then, of course, you also may think of like a snowflake crocheted with very fine crochet thread, and then it can be stiffened with starch or sugar or something. But this other one is simply a yarn and different colors of yarn and sparkle and so forth. And then I'm also thinking of cotton ball angels. When I lived in Lubbock, somebody made angels out of real cotton balls and use the sepals of the cotton as wings, and bought little heads, wooden heads, and painted them, and really were very fancy. But we could even just use cotton balls from the store and make angels or snowmen or something. Okay, so lots of decorations for the tree or for other places. For instance, I'm thinking of one club that made little decorations for the trays in the hospital. They thought anybody who was in the hospital over Christmas needed some cheering up, and so they made little decorations for trays. And of course, you may have to check with your hospital, but I'm sure there's a way to sanitize everything, pass it under a UVC light, for instance, which the hospital will have by legal fiat. So, I mean, it's a law they have to have it, but there are other ways. So you can check with them if they might want something like that. What else? Okay, gifts. All kinds of possible gifts. Cookies, obviously, herbs. I still have a set, kind of funny, that she made them out of, funny that I still have them after so many years. Friend of mine, very enamored of her garden, and it was a new experience and so forth, and she took baby jars, and there was a set of baby jars, and she made beautiful handcrafted labels, and then in each one were dried herbs, you know, sage and thyme and so forth, that she had grown in her garden. And I just thought that was wonderful. Again, I keep it as a memento of those times and those people. There might be books. Your children could make books for younger children. They could write them and illustrate them themselves. I remember a time when we were very young and very poor, and we used the pictures from calendars and made books out of that, and lots of things. And of course, there's sewing to do, and crocheting to do, and knitting to do. And it's all wonderful, and really rather young children can help you with that. Then, of course, there's all kinds of artwork having to do with nativity scenes or creches. So I may have told you once before, in the past 12 years, I had such a wonderful time making a nativity scene with my daughter when she was young. We used toilet paper rolls. So imagine one little toilet paper roll, and we dressed it like Mary, like the angel, like Joseph, the shepherds, and so forth. We had to have a smaller toilet paper roll. And then from cardboard, we made a little manger and so forth. So, yes, you can do this. We use some gold foil-like wrapping paper to be the angel's wings. And, of course, I just used brown craft paper for Joseph's clothes. And we used some fabric. You know, I had some blue eyelet and some white. And we made Mary's clothes out of. So, lots of fun and very inexpensive. A little more ambitious. My mother had my sister and myself make a creche much bigger. We used styrofoam balls for heads and styrofoam cones for the base of the bodies. And mother had an old tablecloth, a linen, a loose weave linen that also had a design that were little squares that kind of perforated the fabric. And so we draped this. We must have used something, some sort of liquid that dried. And I doubt it was flour water. It may have been something like Mod Podge or some substance that was kind of liquid but dried, so that the draping stayed as we fashioned it. And then subsequently we spray painted the whole thing copper. And so we had a whole creche. It was actually sophisticated looking. It was pretty good and fair size for mother to decorate the house. And of course you could make creche out of clay or even Play-Doh, and I do think it's a wonderful opportunity for the children to play. It's a faith formation. Today you can buy Fisher Price creches as well as Noah's Ark and so forth. I think that's so I don't mean to promote one brand, but you know what I'm saying, that there are children's toys that are made for the purpose of playing, but also a tableau of faith. So I recommend creche. I remember one year that a Roman Catholic priest in the town where we were serving had a creche. What was it? Display. And he invited the whole town. So the whole rectory was full of creches. I mean, here, there, and everywhere. He had a whole collection, and it was a fun time. Okay. And then, of course, there's always service that you can do. Food pantry, soup kitchen. In today's year, you're going to have to check, call ahead, and see what could be done. But I do recommend seeing what you could do to serve, and I'm sure there are things to do. Okay, so have a great time. Consider the poor. Consider investing in relationships, and this will make a wonderful, memorable time if you can pull this off, doing some sort of a craft, some sort of a service, some sort of handiwork that you can do with your children to do something useful, do something artwork, and express faith. And it will be a learning experience. Okay? Lord bless you, and a Merry Christmas. Celebrating the birth of the Lord. No matter what your perspective is, let's celebrate the coming of love, self-giving love. Amen? Amen. Well, I hope that gets you going without giving you ponderous little instructions and details. I think you can immediately see how to do these things. And if not, come to the website and have a discussion in the comments section. Okay, so it's the season of sharing. And so, hey, why not the first thing to do is to be sharing about this broadcast? You know, you can do that without a single penny. Share it on social media. That's great. share it word of mouth. Whoever you are probably around people who are not too unlike yourself. And so if you have children, you're probably around other mothers who have children. Let them know about this. And you'll run into professionals who need to know. Everybody's busy. Everybody needs to know something new. And not everybody would just think to look up something that was called Great Shalom. Well, because I give this away for free, I haven't had the money to invest in branding and consulting and marketing and advertising, but I'm still persisting in giving this to you. So how about giving me a few shares and a few likes? How about a whole lot of shares and likes, and not just on social media where they might persecute us because we have a particular bent toward goodness, truth, and love, but with people, and let them know. And reach out beyond who already thinks Christian, in Christian language, right? Everybody needs this kind of stuff. And if we can take good ideas, I can take good ideas from Dave Asprey, even though I disagree with a lot of his viewpoint on spirituality, because I have expertise in that. I have a lifetime of expertise, and he's only looking in one area. And of course, it's true that some meditation can be helpful, but that doesn't mean that you swallow the bathwater with the baby. Okay, so that's not the right. You know what I'm trying to say. Okay, share. And if anybody is offended because I talked about Christmas trees or a Roman Catholic priest, just get over it. We live in a society where there are a lot of different ideas, and I'm not necessarily promoting one and certainly not the other. It's just that was the reality of the situation. So give to yourself by getting out of offense. Take the good ideas, you know, and you eat the meat and spit out the bones. Also, give to yourself and your children. Buy some of the products. Go to the store and buy the products. See what's available. I talked about the books last episode, so you could go to my books, but there's also audio products. You could get them for yourselves, or you could get them for your friends, your neighbors, and so forth. So, how about sharing a Christmas gift with me? I've shared this for 12 years. Send me a gift. If you think this is helping some folks, how about helping me help some more folks? And so you can donate right on the website. You can see the little PayPal logo in the side widget. That's for donations. And you can give either with a PayPal account or with credit card. PayPal will accept any credit card generally, and you could certainly send a check to me at P.O. Box 971 Cedar Park, Texas 78613, and just let me know. Write it to me, write the check to me, Sharon Searles, and put Great Shalom in the memo, and I will use it for the broadcasting expenses. You know, it does cost something. Hallelujah. It costs a whole lot less than when I was on radio, but I do have to pay the web hosting service, and I have to pay the podcast service and podcast hosting. So, and it would be great to have some consulting and some tech help and et cetera. Okay? And of course, I do research and on and on and on. So, and I do support some ministries, and you can support those directly. We've talked about Christ for India, and so that's, of course, we have friends around the world, but we're going to mention Christ for India, so you can search for them directly. They do have a 501c3 in the United States, address in Dallas, that will help the mission in Andhra Pradesh. Okay, we do not any longer have a 501c3 as we were reducing expenses, okay? But we continue to serve you, so partner with us to serve you. And we are unique. Listen, we are unique. There is no ministry devoted to helping overcome learning problems. None. Overcoming the cognitive issues of grandparents is much more remunerative, and there's just nothing in the way of faith that has to do with overcoming these problems. And this is a large proportion of our population and matters a lot in terms of the future of our nation. So it's vital to do. Invest in children, invest in the future, invest in mission, because our children are the most important mission, and we start at home. You know, Jesus said, "You'll be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth." So start in Jerusalem, which is your home, and go to Samaria, which are the children around you. And so invite you to partner with us. Again, my address is P.O. Box 971 Cedar, like the tree, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. P.O. Box 971 Cedar Park, Texas 78630. It is more blessed to give than receive. It is the season to be giving, but all of your giving is an investment. Amen? And so you can also give on the website at greatshalom.org. Great, like big G-R-E-A-T, shalom, shalom.org. Or if you'd like to come to overcominglearningproblems.org, comes to the same website, overcominglearningproblems.org. So I hope that we'll reach out to more people. People who don't necessarily understand what Grape Shalom is, but you know that it's rooted in the scripture. All your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom, their total well-being. Come back next time. We're going to have great Christmas blessing. Well, next time or the time after that, I'm going to spend the whole episode blessing you with the words of the Lord. Okay? So, Merry Christmas, you all. Have a great month celebrating the birth of Jesus, the gift of love, life, hope, eternal life, and abundant life. And that includes success in fulfilling your calling, and that includes learning. Amen, amen, and hallelujah. Gotta love it. Well, my goodness, after I take out all of my ums and ahs and do my announcements, I still have time. So let's not short you, but let's give you some more ideas. Okay, so back in the old days, we used to make Christmas trees out of Reader's Digest. So you took each page and you folded it in such a way that you made a cone, and then you sprayed it, and then you could decorate the tree. But I saw some much more beautiful ornaments, statues, whatever, made out of books. There's a new bookstore in Brownwood, Texas. Go and support it, because it's a charitable and beautiful situation downtown Brownwood. But the same idea, take the book and fold the pages to make something. It can be a tree in most simple, but they had all kinds of forms and so beautiful, and they did not paint them because the words on the page were beautiful themselves. You can make puzzles by pasting a picture on a piece of cardboard. We, of course, used magazine pictures on shirt cardboard and then cutting them up into the various shapes. We can make paper dolls in the same way. How about, let's thinking about candles. December, Christmas time is a great time to think about candles. And so we would take a milk carton, put ice in it, pour the paraffin in. Well, I guess you have to put the wick in first, then the ice, then the paraffin, and then that became in the 60s. Of course, that was really weird. It ended up with holes and everything, and then we put glitter and so forth, painted the candle. Or if you want to, you can buy paraffin, and you could probably buy colors too. We would use old Crayolas and very artistically add that to the paraffin and make smaller candles. And of course, we loved drip candles. That's something that we could do even as children. So we would take the whatever candles we had, maybe hurricane candles, and then take the Crayola and melt that tip of the Crayola and then let drips come down, and we decorate the candles in that way. If you do have a little bit of budget and a craft store, go and get some plaster of Paris, and there's all kinds of things you can make there. I loved the walking path stones that I made with my grandsons. So in that case, I bought a kit, but really you just need a hoop. You can get a hoop lots of ways, and plaster of Paris filling the hoop, and then we put in little stones, we wrote their names, put their handprints, so you can make a wall hanger, you can make the stones for the garden that are memory stones. Love the handprints of my little grandsons, and of course their hands are much bigger than mine now. Of course there's beading, all kinds of beading. Just go to a bead store or a craft store, and there's some online too. You can make earrings and all kinds of jewelry. Meant to say mosaics. If you go to maybe a hardware store and get little chunks of little squares of tile, that would be better than, you know, your bean mosaic, which you could do just various kinds of beans on a piece of paper, but you won't want to be able to keep that because the roaches will get to it. So if you want to make something that's going to last, you could go to the craft store, but you could also go to the hardware store, one of the big box hardware stores, and go into the section that has tiling. And also, we have some discount flooring stores. You could buy tile, little bits that are meant to make edgings and make wonderful and lasting things there. Okay, maybe coasters to give away. That was always a favorite project when I was in school, is to make coasters or pencil holders. I'm picking up one because I'm looking at it. It's an orange juice can. It's an orange juice, frozen orange juice can, and I have covered with, well, let's see, in Canada we called it MacTac. But anyway, so I have one, but it could be all kinds of things that you cover it with. Twisted crepe paper, yarn, your creativity is the limit. Of course, there's macrame. If you have some cording, that's wonderful. And just get a craft book, go to the store, and I'll get a book. Of course, there'll be plenty of ideas there. But please also share your ideas. Come to the website, put in the comments. We'll be happy to hear your brief craft ideas. Thank you so much for sharing. It's easy, it can be inexpensive, and you will be blessed in the handiwork of your children. Celebrate the victory. For more information, log on to overcominglearningproblems.org. overcominglearningproblems.org.